We Energies already has a big coal-fired power plant in Elk Creek, but the company wants to replace it with two new plants that would become one of the largest in the Midwest. Last fall, a circuit judge in Madison ruled that the PSC had improperly given its okay to the We Energies project. But the state Supreme Court has deferred to the PSC and says the commission did act on a complete application. Chief Justice Shirley Abramson and Justice Ann Walsh Bradley disagreed with the majority, while Majority Justice Lewis Butler raised concerns about an environmental impact statement. We Energies spokesperson Thad Nation says the company doesn't mind the split. He claims the ruling means a green light for construction.
We need to sit down and finalize our contract with Bechtel Power Corporation, who is our contractor on this project. We need to sit down, sharpen our pencils, and make sure that we bring this project in now at best cost for our customers. But this ruling today means that this project can go forward and we can break ground yet this summer.
The Racine-based corporation SC Johnson is bankrolling much of the fight against the project. The firm says it's reviewing its legal options. Environmentalist Katie Nicola of the group Clean Wisconsin says the new power plant is not a done deal. She says there are still court challenges to state water and air permits.
There are serious issues with the impacts, for example, to aquatic life in Lake Michigan, and the state of Illinois has joined us in those concerns. So they've got some significant hurdles to cross before this plant can be built.
We Energies says the first of the two power plants can be online by 2009. The company expects to generate enough electricity to serve 600,000 homes. We Energies customers are already footing the bill, and the Citizens Utility Board says the $2 billion project will be too costly. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.